I know I recommended the first season of them somewhere in a vibe mode episode, but I didn't give an in-depth review like it deserved. But today, gonna be reviewing them, the second season, The Scare. Here's some background. Them is available on Amazon Prime Video. It is a drama, horror, suspense, all of the good things type of show. Rated TVMA if you still pay attention to ratings. In binge culture fashion, all 8 episodes are available on Amazon. Not a tough watch at all, with most episodes' run times being from 31 to 46 minutes, depending on the episode, of course. And since I didn't get the opportunity to highlight the series in general, I'm going to give you both summaries so you can get an idea of the vibe of the show. An Amazon original, Them is a limited anthology series that explores terror in America. The first season, 1950s set, Covenant, centers around a Black family who moved from North Carolina to an all-white Los Angeles neighborhood during the period known as the Great Migration. The family's idyllic home becomes ground zero, where malevolent forces, next door, and otherworldly, threaten to taunt, ravage, and destroy them. That was descriptive, so I feel like that gives a very strong depiction of what you can expect in season one. And if you haven't checked it out, get into it. With it being anthological, you don't have to watch the seasons in succession, but do you put your milk before your cereal? I bet some of you do. I just know it. And for season two, Them, The Scare, it's 1991, and LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve is assigned to a new case. The gruesome murder of a foster home mother that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken. Navigating a tumultuous time in Los Angeles, with the city on razor's edge of chaos, Don is determined to stop the killer. But as she draws closer to the truth, something ominous and malevolent grips her and her family. They love malevolent. But yeah. Now, if those descriptions aren't enough to pull you in at this point, just keep listening. I won't say get out of here, but just keep listening. Disclaimer. This will be spoiler free because I think you should watch it and I don't want to give away the juice of the story and how interesting it is. The series was created and written by Little Marvin. Look, if you're a fan of Jordan Peele's work, Channel Zero, The Leftovers, Lovecraft Country, American Horror Story, and I can even say The Watchmen, again, just get into it. You can draw similarities, of course, but the style, cinematography, and the in-depth character development shines here. The focus is on season two, but let me share the cast with you. Deborah Iyerinde returning as a main character. She just continues to show and prove her depth in the role of Detective Don Reeve. Great actress, absolutely eats this role up again. Her previous work was on Girls Trip, she was in Harriet, True Detective, Riches, and a lot more. Check her out. Pam Grier, clearly she doesn't need an introduction, but yay. She plays Athena Reeve. Luke James, he plays Edmund Gaines, looking like a Black Jeffrey Dahmer. I can't even say where is a shy. It's back finally, I should say. But hopefully they end it. Because it's just like, it's dragging. It is so it need to be like over. Just wrap it up at this point. But anyway, Jeremy Bob, he plays a detective a little too well. Joshua J. Williams plays Kevin Reeve. You remember the kid off of Flatbush Misdemeanors and Cloak and Dagger? Carlito Olivero from Escape Room and East Los High. You got Iman Shumpert again, because all of the characters from The Chi. You also have Wayne Knight. Yes, Newman from Seinfeld. Many more in the cast, but that gives you a flavor of what to look forward to. Ugh, and the music. It's set in the 90s, so you already know what time it is. You just gotta love when a score just sets the time and follows the story completely. Speaking of which, the summary is true to the story without giving anything away. I feel like each season deals with a specific vibe and issue area. Kind of how, I don't want to say I forced Atlanta when I did the reviews for that, but essentially when I would give you guys like the bonus feedback on different themes and moments within pop culture that occurred on that show. In this case, season 2 covers generational trauma and institutional racism. This is nuanced with the horror aspect. So I will say, if you are a fan of true crime, mysteries, thrillers, and just general detective content, you'll appreciate the show. Now, if you're a scaredy cat, grow up. But nah, it's not that scary. I don't even want to say that scary, but you know what? Let's just simplify this even more, reminding you all about the scare factor score on a scale from 1 to 5. Again, think of 1 as your Edward Scissorhands, Anaconda, and a 5 as Saw, Hostel, or even Terrifier. Like, we're talking exaggerated levels of George Nicotero's special effects and makeup and gore. Fave. Always have to give him his props. You're definitely familiar with his work, but back to the scale. And if you're me, you operate on the G scale, of course, and things rarely scare you. But this is a 2 at best, and that's me being, like, cautious for some people, because I know some things will make people jump, and even, like, a couple of the themes that are included are kind of, yeah. There's some humor in there. Not constant jokes on jokes, but it isn't all dark. The pacing is on key for me. It's not something you'll just put on and have running in the background while you're doing something else, because you're going to need to pay attention. Taking place in the 90s as opposed to the 50s makes it much more relatable, and they did a great job weaving the culture into it without seeming as blatant. Like a product placement, for instance. And everyone fits the 90s vibe well. It doesn't feel like a corny period piece. There is a corny aspect, which I can't give away because it's one of those. But yeah. I'm not gonna give it away as much as I want to, but let's just say it is a major part of the story. Yeah, that's it. Because otherwise, if I do say something else, it's gonna be like, really? Why'd you do that? But I'm not going to. And for the cinematography, it is beautifully shot. The lighting and staging just looks rich and vibrant. And of course, both seasons take place in LA, which is already a dynamic backdrop. If they do get another season ordered from Amazon, modern day LA would be wild. I can only imagine what they'll focus on. And yeah, never mind. That's a huge spoiler. All right, on to the next. What is next? What is next for you is you are assigned to go watch Them, The Scare on Amazon Prime. Feel free to binge. Like I said, it's very digestible and easy to watch. And now for my rating. I am going to rate this season of Them, The Scare a solid 3 out of 5. I know that's like my mid-range or whatever. It didn't blow me away completely, but it did keep me entertained and interested, so I can't front on that part of it. I could compare first and second season too, as far as like which one was more impactful. If I had to say, I think, and this isn't just me just saying like, oh, because I'm not scared of anything, but season 1 is probably more scary, if I had to say. And season 2, I mean, it still has it, but again, like I said, it's not jump out your body and sleep with the lights on type scary. Just make sure you pay attention to like the little things here and there, stories. Of course, there's always loose ends untied, but again, hopefully it gets picked up for a third season to kind of wrap everything up. Be sure to connect with us via Spotify poll and Q&A sections, leaving your thoughts about them, the scare. You can also do so on Instagram, X, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com, or leave a voicemail. All links are in the description box. Peace.